Breaking news earlier today, you've probably already seen it. Basketball is, quote, on hold at the high school level in Illinois. Matt Varney here in the River Radio Sports Room. We're going to run down the list for some of the area's coaches and get their reactions to today's news. All right, we're going to start off with Daryl Murphy of Murfreesboro. Coach, news came out today. Basketball no longer a medium risk sport. It's now high risk. What is your reaction to that news?
Well, that's probably the one thing that's kind of, I don't know, the most, that I was kind of puzzled by, because the sport of basketball hasn't changed in the last 2 months when they came out with these guidelines. I realize COVID cases are up, but I don't see where basketball, all of a sudden changed the way the game was played. So, that kind of caught my eye a little bit on why that would have happened.
Yeah, that's the other thing. That's the thing that really confuses me. The past month to 6 weeks, some teams have been preparing for a potential season, and then they're basically saying now all that you were doing is really, you shouldn't have been doing it in the first place, is what it feels like.
Well, it seems like the rules are the theories or rules, whatever you want to call them, are just kind of changing every day. I don't know, per se the medical side of it. It's just kind of what we have to abide by, obviously. So just have to make the best of it right now. I realize there may be a delay in the season. I guess I kind of keep my hope up that there will be a season and that, we might be delayed a little bit and maybe the cases go down, et cetera. And we will get the play. It's just, it's devastating for those kids. That's for sure.
Yeah, they have to be heartbroken, especially the ones that have seen the news. I know some probably haven't yet, or some that maybe found out at practice for those that were at contact days today, but for the ones that maybe don't know yet or find out and you get to see them in the hallways or whatever, what can you say to them to keep their spirits up?
Well, we got to be prepared that because when they, if it's delayed a while, which I guess if you look at the way things have gone, I could see it being delayed till, after Christmas almost. I guess we're two levels away from being able to play, and aren't those levels usually about 4 to 5 weeks? I'm not for sure the exact details on that, but I can see it, I can see it two and a half months. I don't think there's any question. The IHSA is trying to get us to play. That's not even in question. They're wanting us to have a season, and they've gone to great lengths to try to get the health departments to allow us to play. I would just tell my kids that, hang in there. It's just delayed. It is not canceled. Don't get your daubers down. And, hopefully this thing will take a big, turn for the better, and we can get going again. So, I think even if it is delayed, I think the IHSA will make every reasonable effort to get us in at least a decent amount of games for the kids. I wouldn't even care if they said practice 1 week and we're going to start playing games, because that's really what's the most important thing at this exact moment is these kids need to get some games in and have them, especially for the seniors. You got to think the underclassmen, hopefully by next year, everything will be back to normal if that's possible. And you play 30 games and they had a great season. That's the thing we got to kind of hope for right now.
All right, there's Murfreesboro coach Dale Murphy. Thank you so much, coach.
Thank you very much.
Moving right along, we've got Ron Weinmiller of Benton Basketball. Coach, news coming out today about basketball no longer a medium risk sport. It's now high risk. What is your reaction to that?
Well, we were actually having a contact day, and I got in here to my phone. I had 50 text messages and 12 missed calls, so I knew something was going on. It's a little confusing. I mean, to me, that's where we are right now. It is kind of confused as coaches, as players, everybody. So I think there needs to be some explanation as to exactly what that means. And up until that point, right now, it's just kind of everybody's trying to figure out exactly what happened today.
You know, the kids have to be heartbroken. What are you going to be able to say to these kids to keep their spirits up?
Well, you know, I told them after our practice today, I said, here's the deal. There are probably five people in the state that truly know what's going on. I said, stay off social media. You know, don't read into too much and don't get too high and too low. Let's find out what's going on. And that way we can know what our next plan of attack is. So I know the kids, and what I don't want to see happen to them is I don't want to see them get strung along like they did all summer. You know, as bad as it would be to not have a season at all, I would rather know that now instead of, hey, this deadline, and then it just keeps getting pushed back, and almost like the IDPH is trying to run out the clock on them. So whatever's happening, let's find out, and then let's figure out what our next move is.
Now, the governor said basketball is on hold, not canceled, in his press conference today. In your eyes, does that provide any sort of hope?
No, and that's what I'm talking about. You know, to me, it's a lot of double talk and speaking in a circle and just, like I said, trying to run out the clock on these kids. And because you're going to reach a certain point where if we, just like with football, if you don't start at a certain time, it's going to be too late to play. So what does that mean? Does that mean we're going to come back and revisit it in 2 weeks? Is it going to be a month? Set up some kind of timetable. That way everyone knows. That's been one of the big frustrations, like we talked earlier, with the previous, even when we were a moderate risk sport to get to play other people, there was no metrics it's just, here's what has to happen, but there's no guidance to what you have to do to get there. And to me, by him saying it's not canceled, it's just on hold, that doesn't hold out a lot of hope for us.
Now, I'm going to be going on this for weeks. I have already posted my feelings on social media. People can go find it on Twitter if they want to. But the past month to 6 weeks, kids and coaches across the state have been getting prepared for, you know, not a for certain season, but a potential season at least. And until today, it was a medium risk sport, like you were saying. And now all of a sudden, it's high risk. Are you confused by that decision to move the sport up in risk level at this specific point in time?
Yeah, I think that's a great point, Matt, because it's one of those things that, once again, you need 10 yards for a first down. You got to make a 15-footer for a free throw. It's not 15 feet at Benton and 17 feet at Murfreesboro and 12 feet at Peneyville. You know, it's 15 feet all the time. And I think that's what they've done here is they've really moved the target on us. And that's the thing that I think has people so frustrated. You know, we've really preached wear your mask, wash your hands, social distance, all that stuff for the last few months. And I know cases are rising. And I know those things. But to me, the biggest part of this is there's been no definitive point that says if we reach this metric, we can play basketball. Because, the governor could come back in 2 weeks and say, hey, we still haven't reached this metric. We're not playing. But nobody knows what it is. So to me, that's the really disheartening spot for these kids is there's no goal to achieve because it's never been put out there by the governor's office.
Now this final question I've got for you kind of leans into the one that I asked, not this past question, but the one before. IHSA has that special board meeting tomorrow. Do you think any hope comes from that meeting? Do you think that we're going to play basketball this school year after all of today's news?
Well, you hope. I mean, you hope we're going to play. But to me, the IHSA, they've shown that they've got no control in this. You know, that's the thing. People want to be mad at the IHSA. They gave up that control a long time ago, and they gave it away. For whatever reason, they felt like at the time they needed to do that. But they've given all their power away, so they kind of have to deal with what IDPH tells them and the guidance that they come with. So, you know, I don't hold out much hope that this board, the IHSA can say that this is what they want to happen, but they've shown over the last 3 months, I think everyone can agree, that they don't hold very much, if any, power in all this. And I think the best case scenario now is maybe we get to play starting the first of January. And play for 6-8 weeks and then roll into football. But that's a best-case scenario at this point. Right now it looks like the guy who lives in Springfield really doesn't want us to play or have high school sports. So I'm not holding out a lot of hope, but But you sure hope for these kids that they get a season. But we just do what we're told. But it's kind of frustrating when you don't know what the target is you're trying to hit.
There's been basketball Ron Weinmiller. Coach, thanks so much for joining us for a few minutes and giving us your thoughts.
Hey, Matt, always like to talk to you and appreciate all you do for Southern Illinois. Thanks, man.
All right, we're moving on to Wayne Hari of Nashville Basketball. Coach, news coming out today that basketball no longer a medium-risk sport. It's now high risk. What is your reaction to that news?
Well, I'll be honest with you. Who knows what the Illinois Department of Health is going to do? I mean, you just never know what's coming out. You know, you try to do what you got to do to put the guidelines to play, let the kids play any sport, and then all at once, you know, without any data saying the virus is spreading in the sport, they pull the rug out, and they were even going to say that, you know, fans couldn't come, which that's fine. So they try to keep the spread of the virus down. Then all at once they just pull it out. I think it's just a tough deal for the kids. I'll be honest with you. I don't think it's fair. I don't think they're giving them a fair shake. I'm pretty disappointed in it.
Yeah. Your comments about the kids right there, you know, that leads into my next question. You know, what are you going to be able to tell these kids to keep their spirits up?
It's a good question. You know, because they've been, you know, led up to this might happen, and they've got the rug pulled out of them so many times. So how many times does it take? You know, you can only say so much. Hey, we might play, but you know, after a while, you know, it's like crying wolf. It doesn't work. You know, the kids aren't going to believe it, and it's hard psychological, I would think, and it's hard for them to get excited about playing now. You know, it's just I don't know what I'll say. You know, hey, you know, try to, you know, hey, we still may play, but inside, I mean, you know, let's go back. Let's me and you go back to being 17, 8 year olds, and you get the rug pulled out from you all the time. You're just going to say, you know, really, I know you're trying to tell us this, coach, but I don't know if this is going to happen.
Now, the governor did say in his press conference today that basketball is on hold, not canceled. In your eyes, does that have any glimmer of hope?
I'd say it's pretty slim. I don't want to be a bad news, but I hope I'm wrong. I'm sure do. I mean, let's look at it. Okay, we're at level one. Okay, so we've got to be at level one for a while, and then we got to go to level two for a while, and then finally get to level three. So how long that's going to take? So who's in charge of these deal of moving it from one level to the next level? I guess the Illinois Department of Health. But, and then what are the qualifications to move them? So you don't know where you're at. So I hope I'm wrong. But again, so if it's not canceled, but are we going to start on time? You know, I guess that's up to IHSA. So if we don't start on time, it's got to affect the other sports, unless we're going to cut basketball to 10 games or 15 games, or, and you know what I'm saying? So they have to figure out before we start basketball, I would say.
Now, the confusion for me, and I'm going to say this to every coach that I say here tonight, but, you know, the fact that the past month to 6 weeks, teams and players and coaches have been preparing for a potential season, not the promise of a season, but at least a potential season. Now, today, they kind of circumvent that completely by saying, well, you really shouldn't have been doing that in the first place because it's now high risk. I mean, are you confused by that decision and the timing of it?
I think we all are. If they were contemplating this, well, then they shouldn't even have put it out there that he may play. You know, you give these kids some false hope. You put these kids, hey, we're going to do this. Hey, you know, looks like it. We're going to do this. I mean, it makes you think that. And now did they actually say it? No, they're not. You know, it's kind of a political thing. But yet they're all playing politics too. Let's be honest with it. You know, maybe I shouldn't be saying that, but let's, you know, they're trying to cover themselves or what, saying, no, I didn't really say that, but you know, but we said you could do this. But let's, come on, you're giving these kids false hope, and then all at once, bang, they're going to take it away. You know, I don't think that's right. I mean, hey, if you don't think we're going to play, hey, kids can handle it. Let's say they can handle it. It's like, hey, we're still not, we don't think we're safe yet. We're still going to make sure, hey, we're going to hold off. But, you know, and once you can go, let's go. we're gonna let you go, and then we're not gonna pull it back. You know what I'm saying? Unless you have a breakout in your team or something like that, and then you're gonna have to, you know, like the colleges are doing or whatever, then you can't. But I don't know why you say, hey, we're gonna do it, and then pull back. I've not seen that in colleges. I haven't seen it in the pro. You know, they don't do that. It's just like, okay, we're gonna wait. Okay, we're gonna go. Now we're gonna go. Well, let's go right now. You know what I'm saying? So, I just think that's not the right way to do it, and it's almost a coward thing to do. You know.
Now, I'm trying to stick to format on my questions here, but at the same time, I know that listeners aren't going to want to hear the same question each coach. But, I'm sensing kind of here for this final question. You know, IHSA has their special board meeting tomorrow. Are you maybe upset that they gave away that control all those months ago, and now no matter what they decide tomorrow, it doesn't really make that much of a difference?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I said at the beginning, I said, once they give up that control, and let's be honest with you, with the state governments, the federal governments, you give that up control, they're going to take it, and they're not going to give it back. And you're better off running your own business. You know, I'm a farmer. We run our own business. And, you know, you just do it. But when the government tries, let's be honest, through the history, when government tries to run business or tries to run things, it's a trouble. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a tough deal. And when they gave it up all the power, and they were going to get in there and do it, well, they're going to go what they're going to do, and you're not going to change their mind. And I would think the IHSA is regretting it now. I mean, the other states didn't give that up, didn't give that power up. You know, then they couldn't mess with them a whole lot, and now they've got a mess. And I think it's a mess for them. And now they're trying to make it that it's, you know, make it better, and you can't. Once the state government or federal government moves in, it's hard to get a change, and they're not going to give up that power. You know, the Illinois Department of Health is not going to give that up. There's not, and they may keep that kind of power the whole time now. If something else comes up, they're going to keep that. Who knows what else is going to come down the road.
Nashville Hornets basketball coach Wayne Hari, coach, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you taking some time out of your evening here tonight.
No problem.
All right, moving on now to Heron basketball coach Sailor Shirts. Coach, news coming out today, basketball no longer a medium-risk sport. It is now high-risk. What is your reaction to that news?
Well, you know, from the beginning, we've kind of looked at the way the game of basketball has been played and probably questioned a little bit if it was a medium sport to start with. So we knew kind of this could be an outcome. Kind of got the news right before our last contact day today. And, it's just a little disappointing. It almost feels like we've done these things these last couple of weeks, or contact days, and trying to do everything right and following the guidelines. And they kind of spring this on us at the end. And not to say that we didn't know this was a possibility, but it's just it's a little tough pill to swallow right now.
Now, do you feel like the timing and just – the fact that they move it from medium to high risk at this point, does it feel like they're saying, you know what, you really shouldn't have even been doing it to begin with?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we talked about as a coaching staff to begin with, because, you know, you get a lot of guidelines, a lot of things to follow. You know, I've been worried about day one playing in a mask. These kids are coming from different sports, coming from different areas where they're probably not the best condition to start out with. And just little things like that, you've got to be overcautious. But we decided we're going to do whatever we needed to do to play this season. But you're right. I think in the beginning, I was kind of looking over, and we were looking at the different sports on high risk, medium risk, and said, guys, hate to say it, we're probably a high risk when it's all said and done. So it feels like before the big announcement tomorrow, this was just maybe a little indication about what's to come.
Now, the kids have to be heartbroken. What are you going to be able to say to these kids on your roster that's going to keep their spirits up?
Well, unfortunately, we just kind of had that discussion about 15 minutes ago. We told kind of our crew that's been coming since day one. You know, we just finished up our 20 contact days we had, and, you know, it was sad. It was tough for me. These guys put a lot into it these last couple weeks. And, you know, looking at a couple seniors, we have two seniors this year. And, I kind of said it kind of looks like dog died or something, you know, tough pill to swallow. And it was kind of a somber mood afterwards, but the thing we kept on preaching afterwards is just, hey, stay positive. We've seen things change from, you know, week to week. Stay positive about it, and things could still change. So these kids, they've worked their butts off. You know, this crew is, for me, is a little special because it's my first crew I had, so from freshman to seniors. So it's tough for them, but they kind of knew what was going on, and I just said, hey, we'll stay in contact as best as we can, but stay positive, and hopefully things will change.
Now I'm going to combine my last two questions for you because they have pretty much the same theme, but I have to say you referenced that they have their special board meeting tomorrow, and then also the governor in his press conference today said basketball is on hold, it's not canceled. I guess in your eyes, with everything going on, knowing about the meeting tomorrow, and then just that comment from the governor, is there really any semblance of hope right now for basketball in Illinois?
I think you have to keep some hope. The governor's job's a tough job. I know he's been criticized, and some fairly, some unfairly, but, you know, I've been a little outspoken on what I've thought, and that's a whole different deal, and we understand people's lives are in danger as well, but, you know, these kids, they only have a couple years to play this game, and, you know, you don't want to put sport before health, but I'm telling you, it's just, it's tough to see how it's been going the last couple of weeks for us to play the game of basketball, which I think we need to, you know, how are we going to play it? I would love for a packed stands, you know, packed gym, these guys playing in front of a packed house without mask on, and it seems like it's going to be tough to do that. But, you know, with these guys, if they give them any chance to play, I know we'll take the right precautions and follow the guidelines. We just want a chance to play, and like we said earlier, if things change, we'll be gladly to follow those guidelines for the future.
Now, here's a question I have for you that I literally just thought of. You know, none of the coaches I've talked to beforehand, I asked this question. But, you know, they've made the effort to move some sports that maybe wasn't safe at the time from fall to spring. Could you maybe see IHSA saying, okay, you can't do it in the winter, and this might be to the chagrin of summer sports, but could basketball become a summer sport?
Well, I think with, you know, that's a good question. For us, we would try to be able to do anything. I think once you kind of get down to that graduation day with school ending, it's tough to maybe get those students to be able to participate in something like that. I know there's a lot of baseball, a lot of track. You don't want to take away from another sport. I also coach track. Our season last year was canceled due to this, and you want everybody to have a fair shake at their opportunity to play sports. But, you know, that would be a great question if we could move it around. I've seen it firsthand, and I'll give a lot of credit to the athletic directors. You know, if something comes out, they're changing their contact. Andrew Anderson's done a great job for us, keeping us in the loop. But there's a lot of tough decisions being made and a lot of, reactions to these decisions that are made that you have to change and work on the fly, and I'll give all credit to the athletic directors and the people that are doing things behind the scenes to make this work, but we want a chance to play. We would love to get an opportunity to play anytime, but if that could happen, I know our crew would be interested, but that's a little down the line.
Aaron Tigers basketball coach, Sailor Shirts, thank you so much for your time, Coach.
Thanks, Matt.
Moving right along to Bob Wagner of Pinckneyville basketball. Coach, news coming out today that basketball going from medium risk to high risk on that IDPH chart. What is your reaction to that?
Just really surprised. I mean, after going through the protocol with the 20 days of contact, finishing that up this week, not had any incidents of any problems within, you know, our school and our program, and a lot of local coaches have been the same way. I just feel like it's kind of swept the rug out from underneath us whenever we're just looking forward to getting ready for our season.
You know, the kids have to be heartbroken. What can be said to these kids to keep their spirits up?
Well, I mean, I'm still waiting on the IHSA's final statement, and I know they have a meeting tomorrow, so I'm not going to, you know, give up all hope. I just think that, you know, the kids need to know that there's an opportunity for them still to play. It's not completely given up, and that we have to just wait and trying to see where we're at with what the IHSA comes up with.
Now, the confusion for me that I've said to all the coaches that I've interviewed tonight, and what I'm going to be probably saying for weeks to everybody, and they can find it on my social media even, but the past month, 6 weeks, coaches have been preparing their teams. The players have been, you know, fairly close to each other, just kind of doing basketball, but with masks and proper distancing. But now they're saying maybe you shouldn't have even been doing that. I mean, are you confused by the timing and also just the fact that they decided to go from medium to high risk after 6 weeks of practice?
Well, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. And I understand that there is an uptick right now in cases, but at the same time, it hasn't been, it's been shown. The IBCA did a complete, you know, survey about what coaches have been going through during this time and to prepare them. And I think that, you know, that the basketball programs and the athletic programs have been shown to be a safer place for our students, and just really don't understand the timing of it other than, you know, that it's getting closer to election time. And I hope this isn't a politics being played with our kids' you know, sports and their lives.
Now, the governor in his press conference today said that basketball, wrestling, hockey, they aren't canceled. They're just on hold. And then you referenced that IHSA special board meeting tomorrow. We aren't really sure what's going to come out of that exactly. But is there any hope for basketball this year with everything, all the information that we have currently?
Well, I mean, you know, I've seen other states where, you know, in Kentucky, they went against the governor's ruling, you know, and went ahead and went with playing football. You know, the IHSA has an opportunity, if they really want to give it back to the schools, to let the schools make that decision amongst themselves. And if they're willing to push forward without that IDVH approval, that's something that they're going to have to, you know, look at and do, and then let the schools make the decision for themselves.
Now, a final question that I've got for you, since you're an athletic director, you know, dance and cheer got kind of the approval as long as they follow special guidelines with masks and social distancing, which especially for dance, I don't know exactly how that's going to work. And cheer, of course, when you've got the pyramids and everything. But, you know, that's at least some good news out of today, right?
Well, I'm happy for those kids and those coaches. You know, I think they have an opportunity, hopefully, to participate and play. And you know, they were more of a high risk at the beginning of this than what basketball was. So, you know, we're just trying to figure out how they're coming up with some of the formulas on what they're determining as high risk and not, and how you can go from 1 week to being moderate to now severe, and then go from severe to now moderate, and really trying to figure out how, if they're saying they're using scientific data, that's changed.
All right, there's Pinckneyville basketball coach and athletic director Bob Wagner. Coach, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you carving a little bit of time out to speak with us.
Thank you for having me on.
We're moving on now to Shane Garner of Cesar Vallier Basketball. Coach, news coming out today that basketball no longer a medium-risk sport. It's now high-risk, as according to IDPH. What is your reaction to that move?
You know, Matt, it's, right now there's just a lot of emotions. It's just hard to accept, because I feel like we followed the guidelines. We followed the mandates. You know, we've done everything that's been asked of us, and here we are at the end of our, you know, contact period, looking in a couple of weeks of starting practice, and all of a sudden the rug just kind of gets pulled out from underneath us. So it's hard to swallow right now, a lot of emotion. So, you know, that's kind of where it is right now.
Now, the confusion for me that I've already put on social media, and, you know, people can go find it on Twitter if they want, but the confusion for me is that, and you kind of referenced it there, you know, we're at the end of this contact day period. A month to 6 weeks is what a lot of teams were preparing for a potential season, and then right at the end, right before IHSA has their special board meeting tomorrow, they basically come out and say, you know, all that work that you were doing, you probably shouldn't have been doing it anyways. I mean, are you confused by that move and that decision to bump it up a whole rank after all this time of doing the required guidelines?
Absolutely. I think that's what I'm most confused and kind of torn at right now, is because, like you said, you know, we're finishing up our seventh week of, you know, practice, if you will. I mean, and playing and competing with each other, and now, you know, according to the guidelines, we technically can't even do that anymore. So it's kind of understand why it'd be easier to understand if we were just going to keep doing what we were doing. But to actually take a step back, that's what's really hard to swallow right now.
Now, what are you able to tell your kids who, you know, they just wrapped up everything? And what are you able to tell them to keep their spirits up? Because this is a heartbreaking move for kids in basketball, especially.
Absolutely. You know, we wrapped up practice day around 4:30. So I didn't really get word of anything until after it was over with and the kids are gone. So we didn't get to have a conversation this evening. And, you know, I'm probably going to wait until IHSA gives their official word tomorrow to really have a sit down conversation. But it's sad, because we've already had this conversation with them. You know, we had it in June when we started, and then we had it again at the end of the summer whenever football got, you know, taken away from them. And, you know, I coach at a small school. All our kids play every sport, so this just isn't a basketball. I mean, this is, you know, this is a second blow, and even more, the third blow for a lot of kids who got track and baseball taken away from them in the spring. And so it's been extremely difficult for us to kind of keep saying the same thing and playing the same game, but yet there's nothing that's coming for them that's been in positive. And so, you know, I feel like I've turned more into a psychologist here the past couple months than I am coaching, but it's, you know, this is just another blow to these kids, and it's hard because they're just kids. They don't deserve us. They didn't ask for it. They just want to play games. They just want to compete, and that's what's sad. And so, you know, we'll have a sit-down conversation hopefully tomorrow about some stuff and just be able to talk. But that it's definitely going to be you know, a tough one to have.
Yeah, I can hear the emotion in your voice as you're thinking about it. And like you said, you're a smaller school. A lot of your kids play in all three seasons. There's usually in larger schools you might have two sport athletes, sometimes three sports, but at the lower levels especially, you know, you see the kids play in everything, participate in everything that they can. You know, basketball for the basketball athletes, especially since this piece I'm doing is on basketball, you know, they were told it's not canceled, it's just on hold, if you will. And then you referenced the IHSA special board meeting tomorrow. We don't know what's going to come out of that. I guess, is there any hope in your eyes for a basketball season or anything at all right now in terms of Illinois high school sports?
You know, initially, I just want to get angry and say no, you know, because that's just kind of where my mind goes. But, you know, hopefully if things can level out here and we can at least get back to practicing and then hopefully maybe have some you know, vision in the distance of being able to play some competitive games, it's, you know, that's something that I think the mindset that we're going to take at this, you know, we're kind of early in the process of trying to wrap our brains around it, but I think that's kind of the message that we're going to give. But like I said before, you know, we had this conversation in the fall and we challenged our kids to just compete in everything they could, to compete in the weight room and do all the stuff they could this fall just to make themselves better. And they did everything to a T. And like I said before, here we are at the end of this competitive, you know, fall contact period, and just to have things just ripped out, it's really going to be hard to get that train back on the tracks.
Cesar Valier basketball coach Shane Garner. Coach, thank you so much for your time. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you carving some time out tonight to talk with us.
No, I thank you, and I appreciate you reaching out to all us coaches and getting the word out.
All right, we've got Jake Stewart of Harrisburg Girls Basketball on the line now with us. Coach, news coming out today that basketball no longer a medium-risk sport. It's now considered high risk. What is your reaction to that news?
My reaction is I'm very mad and upset. You know, all week long for a little bit longer, the IHSA has came out and said Wednesday they're going to come out with, you know, a little bit more guidance on how things are going to be and stuff like that for winter sports. You know, Wednesday was the day, and everyone's been looking forward to that day to find out, you know, get, you know, a little bit more clarity on what's going to happen. And the state and our governor kind of blindsided the IHSA again for the second time and, you know, moved basketball to a high risk. And to me, you know, that's not fair. Why? What has happened to cause that to be moved to a high risk and not a medium or even lower risk at that, with AAU being played all over the Midwest?
Yeah, and I've mentioned it on social media. I've mentioned it here to multiple coaches here tonight. But, you know, you can find my thoughts about it on Twitter if people want to go find it. But really, the past month to 6 weeks, you know, teams have been preparing for everything to hopefully happen, and then all of a sudden they say it's actually high risk now and you probably shouldn't have been doing what you were doing to begin with anyways. I mean, that causes so much confusion then when you say we've already been doing all of this.
Yeah, I mean, we are actually in like our 15th to 16th contact day. We wear the mask, we social distance and things like that. We got parent signatures, you know, those are, if the parents were so worried about it, And I know other coaches in towns are having contact days. We had parents sign off waivers for their kids to come and be with us at the gym. We take temperatures. We ask the questions. We keep all of our papers in order. We sanitize the balls. I mean, I just feel like it's just these girls and these boys are going through this over and over, and the hope. I mean, and they're doing this just out of hope, and it just keeps getting stripped from them, and that's not okay. And I'm very upset. I'm very mad about that. Like, you know, come out and freaking tell us, like, we cannot play. Come out and tell us we can play. Come out and tell us to wear masks, to wear armor, to, you know, wear a shield, do whatever. We want to play. Like, tell us what to do, and we want to play. And it's just, nope, it's just a setback every time.
Now I want to bring up a comment that I saw that you made to our buddy Michael Dan about the, you know, might as well just go ahead and go create my own AAU team and everything. I mean, the thing is that some people might not realize, but that is actually something that is plausible because they gave all those waivers for travel teams at this point.
Yeah, and if you think that comment was, or whoever thinks that comment was, you know, taking it lightly or as a joke, I'm not joking. Like, we have been looking at other ways. There's other coaches that I've talked to, girls basketball-wise, that we have been looking at, like, let's go get 10 teams to go play in Evansville. Well, let's go join a league down in Paducah. I mean, you know, you might see Silkworm and Purple People Eaters. That might be what we're called. But I'm trying. My kids want to play. My kids' parents sign waivers for them to play. So if we have to go do something like that to play, then by God, we're gonna do everything we can to give these girls a chance to play. And by no means am I saying that the virus and the people that have passed away and the people that have been sick, because I've known people that like that, and it's not. But the people that are healthy and can go and be and young and live need to go and do that. And the people that need to, you know, take care of themselves better, my mother-in-law, she has breast cancer. She has to, you know, my father-in-law has been sick in the past. We have to watch what we do and take care of them and make sure they're okay. But there's a whole population of younger kids, my kids included, that need to live. And it's just, it's not right that they're not getting a chance to.
Now, I've been asking all the coaches, you know, the kids must be heartbroken. What are you going to say? But it almost sounds like, you know, you've already got planned what you're going to say to the kids. And, you know, it's not going to be a, oh, woe is us type of message.
Yeah, if you can't tell, you know, and I probably need to reel it back a little bit on what I post and stuff like that. But, you know, my kids, the news came out. We were in a scrimmage, actually. The news came out, and I sat there, and I blew the whistle, and I stopped the scrimmage, and I told them exactly what was just said. My kids are going to know exactly what's going on. They're going to know that Coach Mo, myself, Coach McRoy, Coach Hutz, we're going to do everything we can. Our athletic director, Greg Langley, is going to do everything he can and to let these kids play. And I mean, our kids are up to date, and they know what's going on. So as of right now, they know that it's going to be an uphill battle to start November 16th, but hopefully something else changes by then.
Now, final question I got for you, and you kind of alluded to there, but the IHSA special meeting is tomorrow. Not too sure what's going to come out of that, but the governor in his press conference today did say that the basketball season and wrestling and hockey for the teams upstate that play hockey, you know, it's not canceled. It's just on hold. I guess with all that in mind, what hope do you see for a potential basketball season?
Well, I think that we all know what they're going to say tomorrow. They're going to say that we're going to start later. It's not going to be the 16th. My hope is to tell us, like, listen, we're going to start January 3rd and or whatever that date is, and we're going to play ball no matter what. Or we're going to shut it down. I'm tired of let's push it back to January 3rd and hope and see and wait again. Well, we've been living that for 8 months. And the pushback thing is not working because it just keeps getting pushed back. So I just hope, you know, at some point in the near future, they come out with a definitive answer so we can have a definitive answer for our kids who have been waiting patiently to get some guidance on to play or not play.
There's Harrisburg girls basketball coach Jake Stewart. Coach, I thank you so much for your time. I know it's a precious amount of time, especially because you're not just coaching, you're also a teacher. And so it just helps so much to have you go ahead and take some time out to talk with us.
All right. Thanks for having me on, as always. And you do a great job. And I appreciate all you do, Matt.
Thank you so much, Coach. I appreciate it so much.
See ya.
All right. Our final coach of the evening, Jim Miller, Carbondale basketball coach. News coming out today that basketball no longer a medium-risk sport. According to IDPH, it is now a high-risk sport. What is your reaction to that news?
Well, obviously, we're very disappointed in the news. Putting our season in jeopardy is not good. Our kids have lost enough along the way. We were really hoping to get a season in, and I still think there's a possibility that we can get it in. Maybe it'd be postponed until January. But, with all that being said, it's about the kids, and we've got seniors that are missing out on seasons, and our underclassmen who need the experience, and not only the ability to play sports, but the social aspect involved as well. They're missing out on the camaraderie. They're missing out on the team concepts. They're just missing out on a lot of different things, and it's a shame to have those type of things taken away. I mean, we're all about the safety of the kids, but we also got to look at what's the holistic approach to the kids as well. The body, the mind, the spirit, and those type of effects.
Now, is the timing for this decision a little weird to you? Because, the past 6 to 4 weeks for most teams, they've been preparing under the assumption that there's a potential for a season and they've been doing specific things. And now all of a sudden they're kind of saying you shouldn't have even really been doing those things. Does that confuse you at all?
You know what? I can't believe the IHSA. And, I'm very disappointed that, the governor had to come out himself and say that without, letting the IHSA come out and be the voice of Illinois sports. And that was disappointing in that regard. From what I understood, the IHSA had a plan to come out tomorrow, the 28th, and explain their policies and what they had thought. And yet the governor comes out and kind of dictates everything to us without regard to including the IHSA in their explanation to what's going on. But yeah, we had plans on proceeding. We've been working out with face masks. We've been working out hard, and the kids have we've all came to the conclusion we'd rather work out with the face masks and not have the chance to work out at all. But it's a fluid situation, and we knew that there might be some setbacks. We didn't know it was going to be this drastic, but it's definitely disappointing.
Now, here's a question I haven't asked a single coach here tonight, but mm-hmm. I feel like you're the right one to ask here. Coming from a media standpoint, also, I kind of see this. You don't know the kid's name when they're a freshman or a sophomore. They need time to develop. How is this type of decision? Because you don't get that game time development that you see for the junior that played JV the past 2 years, or the sophomore or freshman that are just starting out. How is this going to affect development for all those players that might get to play next year if we don't play at all this year, but they're not going to have that varsity experience?
Well, I mean, it affects the program from top to bottom, but it's more important for the individual kid. It's the freshman that may have a chance to play JV basketball and gain that experience for further down the road, for 2 years down the road, or the sophomore that might get a chance to play varsity and get his name out there and have coaches looking at him and maybe have the ability to play for the next at the next level. It's just it's that progression that you see, and kids are losing out on that. So as a coach, it's up to us to really start contacting schools, because college coaches are sitting behind the computer right now, and they're online trying to find kids. And the more that I can put our kids' name out there and maybe hopefully get them on a list, and the more the kids can be proactive in that type of regards as well will only help their situation at this point. But you're right, Matt. It's going to put our kids in a bind. It'll put all the kids in a bind that have or desire the ability to play at the next level.
Now I'm going to let you kind of basically have the final word here out of all the coaches. What is the pep talk that you can give to the kids in your program, but also I guess the kids that want to play basketball in Southern Illinois, boys and girls? What's the pep talk that you can give them that is going to keep their spirits high despite today's decisions?
You know what? We're always talking about adversity. We're talking about playing through adversity, and this is just another one of those adverse situations through your life that you have to deal with. It is something that develops character. It develops a sense of worthiness that. You know what? You can overcome situations, and I just stress to our kids: you have to pick and choose, and these are the type of situations that will determine who you are down the road. And you've got to be willing to step up and accept it, and not really even accept it, but just battle through this, and don't let it get you down, and just be that person you always thought you could be, and you want to be, but. Don't bow down to this situation. Fight through it.
Carbondale Terriers basketball coach Jim Miller. Coach, thank you so much for taking some time tonight, stepping away from the wife or whatever you were doing, and speaking with us for a few moments.
Matt, I appreciate it. Thanks for all you do, bud. I really appreciate y'all.
Well, there's our last coach. Thank you for listening on 1035ESPN.com. It's a lot of unhappiness. From today's news, you hear from all the coaches, some trying to have hope, some looking for other solutions, and some just not too sure if much better is going to come out of this. But we will find out more tomorrow from the IHSA special meeting that has been referenced multiple times through this piece. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned. From the River Radio Sports Room, I'm Matt Varney.